Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for September 25th. God loves unconditionally. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. 1 John 4:8. Mom, Nate doesn't love me. What am I going to do? Davy was fighting to keep back his tears. His little brother had been in such a good mood yesterday, but today little Nate didn't seem to want to have anything to do with Davy. Oh, honey, little Nate is teething. His gums hurt, and he gets really grouchy, really quickly. But yesterday he acted like I was his best friend, wailed Davy. He let me hold him, and he made all those vroom vroom sounds he likes to make with my cars. Yesterday we played all day together, and all I had to do to make him smile was just look at him. But today, he won't even let me get near him. What did I do wrong? Davy, it wasn't something you did wrong. Nate's just a baby, and he has mood swings. But he doesn't feel good. He loves you, and he'll learn to love you even more. He just doesn't like anyone right now. That's one hard thing about baby brothers and sisters. You never know from one day to the next whether or not they'll treat you nicely. They're usually thinking about themselves, so their love for you is dependent upon how they feel that day. One day you might be on their good side, but the next day you might be in big trouble with them. Here's some good news. God doesn't put conditions or rules on his love. He doesn't stop loving his people for no good reason. In fact, even if we were to give God good reasons to change his mind, he wouldn't. If you are God's child, you can count on him to keep loving you, no matter what. Why is it that God can keep loving no matter what, but human beings aren't very good at that? Well, it has to do with God's character. God is love, according to the Bible. God's love is never changing, and God's love is unconditional. Unconditional means that it's not based upon what we can do to earn favor, and it's not based on whether or not we mess up and lose favor with God. Davy's little brother seemed to keep changing his mind about Davy, but if Davy's a believer, he can trust that God will never change his mind about loving him. God's love isn't based upon whether or not we deserve it. Do I deserve God's love? Why is God's love called unconditional? What's my love like toward my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for September 25th.